Blog Talk Radio.
Not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah. Maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I did the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Good evening. How are my listeners this evening? This is Black Coffee coming to you with another topic on WAMR Radio. I am so very pleased to be here for the Friday night edition of Black Coffee Talk. I have a very interesting topic tonight and some interesting people that will be calling in to express their opinions. So I want to welcome tonight, I know that Ms. Deborah Battle is on. Hi, Deborah. I have Joanne Murphy on the line. Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
Hey, Jackie, I'm here.
Okay, that's Deborah Battle, I presume.
That's me.
So, ladies, we also want to welcome Mr. Mario Coleman, my co-host, also known as Next Level. Mario, are you with us? I guess Mario has not signed on as of yet. However, I want to go ahead and get started with the ladies tonight. I do have some gentlemen that are calling in, and I want their opinions as well. But the first topic I want to talk about is abstinence. And so many people have talked about abstinence as a way to center themselves and get spiritually grounded in this sexually free society we live in. Ladies, do you have any opinions on that? I'll start with Ms. Battle. What do you think about that, Ms. Battle?
Well, I guess for me, I didn't learn that until an older age. I guess when I was younger, I was always in long-term relationships, so abstinence wasn't as much as an issue as it is now to me. Right now, being abstinent means learning who I am, what I want in a relationship without having sex being a way of me getting to know someone or, you know, just jumping in and being so free. But, you know, everybody has to make that choice for themselves.
Okay. Now, Ms. Joanne Murphy, what do you think of that?
Well, abstinence, it's a good thing. I wish I had learned that when I was younger. I'm older now, and it's for me now, you know, I embrace abstinence now for some reason. Don't know why, but I do. But I just wish when I was younger, I could have been more abstinent in my youth.
Yes.
I can understand those opinions. At this point in time, you know, in life, people are talking about relationships and how we've gotten onto this into this pattern of relationships being instant, kind of like instant coffee. Now, mm-hmm. I know for me, I don't like instant coffee. I like my coffee slow roasted. That's the way I like my relationship. So, you know, it is something to be said about that topic. And now that we have a man on the line, I want to hear about his opinion on abstinence. Mr. Mario Coleman, Mr. Next Level, are you here?
Yes, ma'am, I am. How you doing? And I'm sorry, I got kind of twisted around, and I apologize for being late coming on.
You know, that's so sweet of you to apologize. Thank you so very much, but I think you're right on time now.
Okay, all right. So what's going on? What were you going to ask me? You said, what do I think about abstinence?
Yes, but first I want to introduce you to the ladies that are on the line, Ms. Joanne
okay.
Murphy, and you are also already familiar with Ms. Deborah Battle. Ladies, don't swoon over the voice. Get used to it because y'all got to do some talking. All right.
Hey, Mario.
My little
Dizzy. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
Mr. Coleman, what do you think of abstinence and relationships not being instant?
You know, I think when there's a difference between relationships and just kind of being out there having sex with each other at random. You know what I mean? So when you're talking about a relationship, I think it's something that you should take your time stepping into, you know. And abstinence is cool. I mean, I've done it. I know y'all might find it hard to believe that a man can do that, but, you know, sometimes I was living in L.A. most of the time, and but you just come to a point where, you know, you just feel like you just need time to kind of just be by yourself, check yourself, you know, figure out how you're going to maneuver moving forward. I think it's a good thing. I think we'd be unrealistic to say, oh, you can't do that, this, that, and the other. I think if you feel that that's what you need to do, then that's what you need to do.
Okay. What you trying to tell me, that the women in L.A. scared you?
No, it's just that I'm used to dealing with women with a lot of depth. I mean, you know, I stayed out there for like 23 years, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. L.A. is like the twilight zone for relationships. Y'all think Atlanta is bad? L.A. is kind of out there because everybody's kind of surface oriented, you know what I mean? So if you ask, you know, you ask somebody to talk to you about, you know, where they go, how they dress, where they get their clothes, what kind of car they got, you know what I mean? They'll talk to you all day about that. But if you really want to talk to somebody, you know, from an introspective type of deal, you know, hey, tell me who you are on the inside. What kind of woman are you from the inside? Not all that's going on the outside. You know, you think they was asking you to explain the molecular structure of the universe or something. They don't, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of people, everybody's just kind of, I ain't going to say everybody, but a lot of people, man, are just kind of like misguided. You know what I mean? So they're kind of living from the outside.
Okay.
And there ain't no internal things going on. So, yeah. So for me, being the type of guy I was, a lot of times it was just easy to just kind of chill out till I ran into somebody that I could deal with and then just go from there.
Okay. And see, ladies, now y'all know why I told y'all not to swoon, because this man is as smooth as just peanut butter.
Oh,
so,
my God.
And in the interest of that smoothness, ladies, y'all don't know this, but well, maybe you do know this, but Next Level is also a poet. And I want to put him on the spot and ask him to share a piece with us now as to encourage us in this discussion.
Oh, okay. Now you didn't. All right. Okay. All right. Now, I haven't done this in a while, so bear with me, okay? So I'm doing this from memory. All right. And the piece is called This Flower. Karima knows this piece. So I'll just say it, and then y'all let me know what you think, okay?
Okay.
This flower, placed within the garden of this earth, exhibiting an inner and outer beauty so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I can express. You see, her beauty is worthy of every interpretation that could be given. Even still, it would not completely capture what she creates and all those who cross her path. This flower, so flawless in form that even her imperfections are perfect. Truly a masterpiece created by the hands of God. So alluring that one glance leaves you breathless. The second leaves you heartless because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold with a smile so brilliant it would blind you, so warm it would melt the coldest heart of any whose eyes meet hers. So inviting, it shatters all resistance, enslaving you to her will until she sees fit to set you free. This flower, displaying vibrant hues of femininity, radiant pastels of passion and sensuality, perfectly blended to such a magnitude that their effects scream through the hollow souls of those who once knew love but have forgotten its name. She serves as their reminder. And in closing, I'd just like to say that just because one flower has been chosen from the garden doesn't mean that the remaining flowers are any less beautiful. And that's the piece.
Woo, child.
Embrace my lips, kiss. Who or what? A poet without words, a lover with no one to love. Consumed by my pain, lost in the darkness of my loneliness, hopeless and destitute. A castaway stranded on a deserted island, looking out into the ocean, never caring if he is ever to be found. What would be the need if you're not there for me to come home to? You see, you are my heartbeat, my pulse, my passion. All that comes from me creatively is conceived through my love for you. You are me, so without you, there would be no me. Can I kiss you right now, ever so gently on your upper lip? And as you close your eyes to absorb the sensation of my passion flowing from me into you and back into me, I will recite this poem in celebration of the phenomenon known as you. You see, you are my
next level. And with that, I want to announce that on October 19th at the Art Station in downtown Stone Mountain, we will have a Back to Intimacy evening show. It will be hosted by myself, Black Coffee, and Mr. Mario Next Level himself. So that's just a taste of some of the stuff you'll be getting that evening. I also want to say at this very moment, beginning right now, the ninth person to like my page on Facebook, like this page on Facebook for this show, will get a free ticket. So instead of the ninth caller, we're doing the ninth like on Facebook. Go right ahead. Use your little fingers to hit that like button and get you a free ticket to this event. Ladies,
any perks come with that ticket?
Huh?
Any perks come with that ticket?
Child, I'll try to get you some. We'll talk about that off the air.
I'm looking for the page.
I need
so,
back there.
Ladies, was that not smooth?
Very. My bags are packed.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry, Joanne. I'm sorry, Joanne, but he's already taken. But this evening, that evening, we're trying to make sure that we have plenty more there.
Okay.
So rest assured, Maria has restored my faith that they are out there like that. So I'm going to be looking forward to it.
And even if they're not, at least, you know, y'all could come and let me serenade y'all and just make y'all feel like the queens you are.
See what I'm talking about? That right
there. I'll give us some classes, Mario, because we need to hear some stuff.
Well, see, the thing about that, y'all, if he start giving classes, then our idea of abstinence is going out of the window. So
that's true.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, you know, it's different if that's what you want to do. You know what I mean? If you move to the point to where that's what you feel you want to do because you feel safe, you feel comfortable with that person, and, you know, and you believe that after that, that you'll still be in contact with each other, then, you know, for me, I'm a person that I kind of just go with what I feel. You know what I mean? I don't press the issue. But if something happens, then that's cool. But I'm not going to be with nobody that I don't want to be with anyway. So if it does happen, you know, we're going to call and it's going to still be happening. And they're going to be like, okay, I got what I want. I'm out of here.
See, Mario, you making it bad on every other man.
No, that's the thing.
Well, it's time for him to step up.
Exactly.
And Jackie, abstinence doesn't have to be forever. Abstinence is good, especially in the beginning of a relationship, because you can take your time to get to know that person without having that, you know, clog your brain. Because once you do get into that level of intimacy, of sharing your body with somebody, especially for us women, that takes it to another level, because that's when our emotions really get involved and start to overpower some of our decision making. So, you know, let's let a man talk smooth to us and make us feel good about ourselves and who we are as a queen. And then, you know, maybe after them 90 days. No, okay. When you see me right.
You brought it up, that 90-day rule. What do y'all think about that 90-day rule? Is that a hard and fast rule?
No, not at all. I think if you fit, when you feel it and you feel it's right and you feel like your relationship is ready for it, then, you know, I can't tell you to wait 90 days.
What about you, Joanne? What do you think?
Well, I've done more than 90 days, I didn't have any potential. So I've done celibacy. I did a year of celibacy once, not too long ago. I just decided I was just gonna not do it, and I did it.
But the 90 days, when you meet somebody and start, when you meet somebody and y'all start dating and seeing each other and get to that, is 90 days your cutoff or what?
Are you asking me?
I was asking Joanne, if you dated him.
Yeah, if it could go longer than 90 days, it could go longer than 90 days. You know, I don't have to have that. You know, I want, just love me with your eyes. You know what I'm saying? And your heart. You know, give me all that, and I'm good. You know, if it goes longer than 90 days, that's fine. If it's shorter than 90 days, it all depends. You know, I mean, are you really, you know, because, you know, the older I get, you know, it's the more I just want just me and you time and all this. You know, we don't have to do all that all the time, you know, every day, or, you know, it doesn't have to be about that. You know, we can take walks. We can do other things. You know, we don't have to do that.
Okay. Right. Okay. Now, Mr. Next Level, what do you think about that 90-day rule?
I think to each his own. I think with guys, it's like, if you want the guys, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm just going to be, I'll be me, but then I'll just be the other guy too. You know what I mean? Because I just don't want.
Okay.
So, because basically, like, with the 90-day rule, it doesn't really apply to a guy who wants sex right then and there. You know what I mean? He'll just go somewhere else. But you save yourself some, you know, some confusion, or this, that, and the other. You know what I mean? So, for me, I mean, so if a guy likes you, the 90-day rule may apply. He might like you and might not want to wait 90 days. Or he could have multiple women, and, you know, he getting it elsewhere, and then he can put you on the back burner till 90 days. You know, it depends on what type of individual he is. You know, if he looks at it as a challenge, and he's, you know, and he's got, you know, maybe another woman or two other women that he's doing, he could do that, you know what I'm saying, just to see, you know, what it's going to be like. You know, there's a lot of, so the 90-day thing doesn't create a safety net. That's what I'm saying. But I think that if it's something that you feel you need to have in place for you to make your final decision, then that's fine. But I just think that, you know, life is kind of open, you know what I mean? There's no hard, fast rules other than if you kill somebody, you're going to jail. You know what I mean? There's a certain thing that you know what I'm saying? But emotionals, like you say, a woman is an emotional entity, you know? So, and the other thing, I guess, is if you want, let me ask y'all something. What if you want to be with that guy? And would you still stick to the 90-day rule because that's something that you done put in place?
Well, I'm going to answer that first because, you know, I kind of have a different take on the whole thing than these other two ladies. Okay.
Right.
At my age, I am of age, I'll put it that way. Now, when I was in my 20s, 90 days might have made sense because I had more time. In my 30s, even 90 days might have been a possibility. In my late 30s, I might have had to cut that back down to 45.
Right.
Where I am now, and knowing that men my age, no matter how good they look on the inside, on the outside, the mechanics might not be working. So my thing is, I might need to test drive that before I get emotionally involved. Because if I do a test drive and that thing's sputtering and spitting like it's got a bad carburetor.
Right.
Yeah, I might not want to I might not need to emotionally invest because I'm going to be mad.
So basically, your 90 days is down to 10.
You're better on.
Right. And you know what? I think you brought up an important issue too, and I think that men don't realize how important it is to take care of themselves. So as they get older, you know, they will be able to perform because they constantly want to do it because, you know, Viagra will have your ass in the hospital. You know what I mean? So,
That commercial, where they be talking about Viagra, talking about if your man has an erection, well, if you have an erection lasting 4 hours, go to the hospital. If my man got an erection lasting 4 hours, I'm going to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of, you know, because you're going to get your body. But if you try to do something for 4 hours at that, I'm just saying, a man, hips going to lock up, back going to start hurting, everything going to be. How many side effects they have afterwards. You know what I mean? I think that, Creamy, just turn it down a little bit. For me, the most important thing.
$10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay. Yes, I believe we're back, Mario. Do you think they kind of got scared of where we were going?
No. We had to pause for station. You know, we had to pay some bills. That's all. You know.
This
is what I was saying about the, the whole Viagra thing. There's been a lot of men that's been having heart attacks and different things like that. And then when you listen to the commercials, if you listen to after the commercial, they give you about 35 side effects that can happen too. You know what I'm saying? So you got to take care of yourself. But now, when you're talking about in your 20s, like I said, I'm going to play devil's advocate. In your 20s, I've been 20. It's been a while back. But I ain't even worried about waiting no 90 days. I'm just going to be out there doing my thing. If you want 90 days, then I see you. Maybe I'll come back in 90 days. You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? There's just so much going on while you're in your 20s. You ain't even got to sweat that. You know what I mean? The hormones is raging. I mean, we don't even know who we are in our 20s. You know, but, I mean, if you want to go that route, that's cool. But like I said, I just think it depends on the person. But I think as you get, as a woman starts maturing into herself, into her sensuality, into her spirituality or whatever, I think that, I think it would be, it's good to have some type of guidelines up there. But I'm just saying, just be open, because there's been times I've ran into a woman and we were just flowing and it happened that night. You know what I mean? Then there's been times where it happened a little later down the road. And then there's been times where, like, we've been together and I hadn't even mentioned sex, and they'll call me and say, am I attractive to you? I'm like, what do you mean? You know, well, we've been together X amount of days or weeks and you haven't even mentioned about having sex. And I'm like, well, I'm just trying to respect you, be a friend and this, that, and the other. Are you attracted to me sexually? So it's like, so what are you going to do?
I will be honest. I was really joking when I was talking about the test driving the car. Okay, kind of, sort of.
That's important. Men don't realize how important. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think that was a vital point, because men don't realize how important feeling good sexually is to a woman. You know what I mean? We got this misconception that it's all about us and whatever we do gonna make y'all feel good, but we don't really understand how important it is for y'all to get something out of it. I mean, like an orgasm. You know what I mean? And I think that when we get cut off because our performance isn't up to par, we don't understand that. And I just think that we need to be in the mindset that, how will we feel if a woman told us we can only have sex with her 2 minutes and then we couldn't come. How interested would we be in having sex with her? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So
that's true.
I just think that it's important for us as men to understand that y'all want to be touched. Y'all want to be made love. Y'all want to come. Y'all want to have an orgasm. There's got to be something in it for y'all to want to do it on a consistent basis.
But you know what, Mario? More important than that, It doesn't just start at the point of sex. You have to talk to that. You have to talk to that woman. It's an ongoing thing. You have to make a woman feel good, feel positive in her skin. It's not just about having an orgasm. I could have sex with you and just feel good just being in that moment with you. It doesn't have to be an orgasm, but knowing that even before we got to that point, I know that or somewhere in my head or on a conscious level, I'm feeling like this man appreciates me and cares about me for me to even go there with you. So,
right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So we need to understand that, like you said, sensuality moves in several different dimensions. It's not just the physical, but it is the mental. It is those conversations. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's about us paying attention to what you're saying instead of just acting, just kind of like ignoring it. You know what I mean? Because those are the things that push you away from us, and we don't get that, and then we wonder why you're cold or why you're not responsive. So it's about, like I said, just understanding that we need to be more attentive, that we need to be a little bit more sensitive, a little bit more patient. So and try to understand the woman that we're dealing with, because like you said, and I know it, I believe that intimacy is ongoing. You know, it's before, it's afterwards, it's during the day. It's all, when you're with a woman, intimacy should be a constant thing. I mean, you're gonna have your days where it's like, okay, I don't wanna be bothered.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody gonna have their days, but when y'all clicking on all cylinders, intimacy should be an ongoing thing all the time. Because in actuality, like y'all said, it's more mental with y'all. So actually, it's more important out of the bed than it is in the bed. Well, it's still important in the bed now, but I'm just saying. But it needs to be happening on the outside too.
Yeah, like you said, it's more important out of the bed first. Because if you get that intimacy more out of the bed, then when you get in the bed, you know, it's good for both of you.
Right.
You know,
right.
You're not even really like thinking about it as a sexual act, because you're being intimate, because you're really showing that love, because you showed me that before we even got to that point.
Right.
You know, if you walk up behind me and kiss me on my neck, that's intimate. We're good right there. And once we take that to the bed, then it's spectacular. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And see, for me, you know, at this point in time in my life, you know, I have experienced some situations and a situation where the intimacy was all-consuming, I'll say. It was clicking on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that there has to be more to it. You know, I joke a lot and I talk about, but in all honesty, intimacy is something like we've all been saying, something that, you know, when you have a man that when he passes you by, he just puts his hand on his hip, on your hip as he slides by. You know, that thing where you're both looking at your phones and all of a sudden you look up and look at each other and smile. You know, as if you're reading each other on a spiritual level. It can take things up and over. And I think for me at this point in time in my life, my expectations have gone to that point. And I bring that up to ask this question. Do our expectations increase, especially if we're single when we're older? Do our expectations of what intimacy entails increase when we get older?
Yes. Definitely. Yes. Because we know a lot more about ourselves. When we're younger, we want to go out. We want to have fun. We want to be attractive to the opposite sex. Our hormones, you know, are clicking with someone. And we're not really on that level where, like, I know what I want. I'm willing to wait. You know, we kind of jump into things when we're younger. I think as we get older and know what we really want and what we're looking for in a relationship, I think we tend to wait a little longer. We have other expectations of that person. And, yeah, overall, we do have more expectations. We know what we want. We know what we're looking for. I can only speak for myself. I'm willing to be alone, not lonely, but I'm willing to be alone until I find what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have our producer who wants to weigh in on this. Ms. Karima Ali, are you there?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm here. Great show. Thank you all so much for, your show tonight. Wow, it's been very enjoyable. Very enjoyable. Oh. I can truly say that. That's my big brother.
Okay. I have to be. I've been reprimanded because I shouldn't have said a certain word. That I guess we got to keep it PG.
We good. So what I wanted to do is what I wanted to do is talk about abstinence and learning some of the things that you guys have discussed. I just thought I should just weigh in on the
right.
conversation. I really agree with everyone's analogy about it. Because you just have to have very different perspectives in each person's level, of where they've been, the shoes that they
right.
walked in. And
mm-hmm.
it allows us to look at, we got seven people with, seven different perspectives, but in the long run, what I hear is when Mario came on, when Next Level came on with his poetry, everybody came under one transform situation. Is as a brother sitting there talking like that, and it's the first day, every last one of y'all, someplace else. So I just want to kind of introduce the show to you all pretty much. It's going to be a wonderful show. I don't care about that acting stuff. Y'all falling out. We're going to have the nurses there with the ambulance and everything because we're going to put it on y'all October 19th. That's what I wanted to weigh in on. We're hoping that all you all want to get involved with, being back to intimacy because intimacy can be several levels depending on where you are in your life. Like another lady said, it's about loving yourself and being able to have a self-love for you, and it's okay to be by myself. It's okay to be celibate. Another person weighed in about, understanding themselves and having the kiss on their neck. That's intimacy. That's the level where a person knows that person is truly thinking about them. Then, you got Black Coffee. She's chugging, lugging it on there. Measuring whether or not, she can take it or make it herself. We have several people talking about it. So in this situation, we're going to have all types of women and men at the show. Back to Intimacy is going to be at the Art Station, October 19, 2016. Y'all get there early. We're going to have a VIP area. You'll have a special chef making food for you and kind of where you can just, get into a very nice decor, and then in the back area you'll have food for you and yourself, and you'll have a wine bar, and you'll have,
mm-hmm.
Two glasses of wine and entree as you listen to Next Level. Hope y'all don't choke, but we'll have paramedics there too.
It's going to go down nice and smooth, I'm telling you. What's the address, though, Karima? Because some people might not know the address.
Well, the Art Station address, I'll get that to you in just a minute. But I just wanted to kind of present October 19th. And start liking our page. And we're looking at Jackie's page. You can either like her on her on Jackie Nicholson page or Black Coffee Entertainment or WAMR. But if you're the ninth person on any one of those pages, you will get a free ticket. And we'll be doing this each week up until the show. And then we'll have some complimentary things. We're going to have some complimentary wine that goes with your dinner. There will be no liquor on the premises. But, you know, anybody going to be searching your bags and purses just in case y'all sisters want to come with some kibasiye.
Well, I know for me, Karima, what I'm looking forward to on the 19th, even though I'll be hosting, I'm looking forward to having the ability to dress up and put on my pretty and being appreciated.
That's right.
Because you sure are going to get appreciated that night. Telling you right now, I'm appreciate you.
I'm looking forward to having a sexy man tell me I'm beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What
you
do
know,
y'all think, ladies? Ladies, y'all want to chime in on what that'll feel like to be dressed up in your finery?
Is this on a Saturday?
I'm sorry.
It's a Wednesday.
It is. Oh.
No, it's on a Wednesday. The 19th is a Wednesday.
I know you want to come up, don't you, Joanne?
Yes.
would you tell them where you are?
Joanne,
I'm going to be the first calling out. I ain't
playing.
Because I can make y'all feel beautiful on a Wednesday just like I can a Saturday or Friday. So whatever day it's going to be, y'all going to be appreciated.
But I'm going to need to take the next day off then.
2.5 hours.
I want to bask in the appreciation and bring it home with me.
That's what's up. Hey, but you know what? I wanted to, because what I'm trying to do too here is this, if there are some men listening, you did say something I think that was important. You know, as we do mature, you know, I think our expectations elevate because we have points of reference. You know what I mean? We know what it was like for it to be wrong. So we don't want to go down that route no more. So I think we just got an understanding of how things need to be in order for us to feel comfortable, in order for us to be in something that we want to move forward in. You know, for me as a man and the way I think, you know, I just think it's important as we grow older to be able to sit down, to be with somebody that you can have these intellectual conversations with, because I mean, you know, I value my time. So if I'm gonna be sitting with someone, I want it to be quality time. You know what I mean? We ain't gotta be doing anything spectacular, but even if we're just sitting talking over a glass of wine or whatever I'm drinking at that point in time, you know, but it's just a meaningful, fulfilling conversation, and like you said, you got something you can take back with you to think about. That's important.
And that's a part of intimacy. Intimacy
Absolutely.
Is not just about the whole sexual experience or lusting after somebody, but being able to sit down and stimulate your intellect or be comfortable enough to be with that person and be your real, true, authentic self. Be silly if that's who you are. You know, that's being intimate. See, I think we misconstrue it and mix it up with the sexual aspect that people think that's all intimacy is. But there's so much more. You have being able to reveal who you really are. That's intimacy to me, anyway.
This conversation is amazing to me this evening. I wanted to also, while we were thinking about it, give the address to the Art Center in Stone Mountain, and that is 5384 Manor Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. I am going to repeat that, so if you need to get a pen, pencil, etc., please do so. But the address is 5384 Stone Mountain, Manor Drive, 5384 Manor Drive, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. So, ladies, I want to go ahead and ask you, what does your ideal romantic situation look like? And then I want to have next level time in. So let's start with you, Joanne. What is your idea of the ideal romantic evening?
Oh, wow. It would probably be a romantic dinner.
Okay.
Candlelight, you know, some good conversations, a nice meal, and then afterwards, just sit and drink some wine. And I'm good with that. Just, you know, to be able to sit and, you know, just talk. You know, just, you know, not have to rush anything, you know, you're calming down everything. So I'm good with that. A nice romantic dinner to end the day.
Okay, what about you, Ms. Battle? What is your ultimate romantic evening?
For me, I could just be sitting downstairs on my sofa and just relaxing with my feet up, just laughing and joking and talking about my day, listening to him talk about his, you know, we're together and we have an understanding and a comfort level with each other. We don't.
Oh,
now, don't get me wrong. Now, I don't ever want to leave the house. I don't want that. But just being able to connect with that person, we could sit on the sofa and laugh and talk, have some wine, you know, even watch a little TV. But just being there together, I just in my head, that's just my thought of just being romantic and being in coupledom.
Well, I am going to give mine right quick, and we're going to close out with next level. We're ending the show at 10 tonight. But my idea of a true romantic intimate evening is when a man cares enough to find out what my favorite meal is and he cooks it for me. Now, something about that, it might have something to do with the fact that, you know, I'm kind of a big girl and I like to eat. But something about a man finding out what it is I like, that will get him the high heels with the apron. So that's my opinion. And I'm turning it over to Next Level and for just a moment, and I'll close out the final and say good evening after he finishes. What's up, Mr. Next Level? What do you think of that?
I don't know. For me, it's just kind of being open to however it's going to flow. You know what I mean? I just go in there with the expectation that it's just going to be a good evening. But just being open to, you know, how she's going to move. You know what I mean? Because if we've gotten to that point, I already made up my mind it's going to be good. So it's just a matter of how she moves. You know what I mean? So it might be TV. It might be maybe just sitting down in the living room on the couch without the TV on, just talking. Might be cuddling or whatever. Just kind of being open to however it's going to flow.
Okay, then. I want to say good night and thank all of my guests. And I am so appreciative to all my listeners. And join me again next Friday night for Black Coffee Talk. It'll be me and Next Level again, if God is willing and the creek don't rise. Good night, all. Good night.
This flower, placed within the garden of this earth, exhibiting an inner and outer beauty so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I can express. You see, her beauty is worthy of every interpretation that could be given. Even still, it would not completely capture what she creates in all those who cross her path. Flower, so flawless in form that even her imperfection section.